Good evening, everyone. I'm Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Knabb at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, with our 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Ike. The center of Ike is still offshore, centered about 55 miles to the south-southeast of Galveston, Texas. It's moving off to the northwest, about 12 miles per hour. And so as the center of circulation approaches the coast, the winds will increase, the surge will increase, both on the coastal areas of southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana. Hurricanes are not just a point, and Hurricane Ike is especially large, and the damaging winds extend well away from the center of circulation, so this is not just going to be a coastal event. Maximum sustained winds are still about 110 miles per hour, making Ike a strong Category 2 hurricane. And there is still some opportunity for Ike to strengthen a little bit more before it comes ashore, and it could be a major or Category 3 hurricane when it makes landfall early on Saturday morning. But that doesn't make a whole lot of difference right now, because the hurricane is going to be a powerful and large hurricane as it comes ashore. It's so large now that even though the center of circulation is still well offshore, we are getting hurricane force wind gust reports on Galveston Island, and the sustained hurricane force winds are just off the coast of southeast Texas and southwestern Louisiana. So the damaging winds from this Category 2 or perhaps Category 3 hurricane are going to impact not just coastal areas, but areas inland. Two things we want to mention about the winds. One is, if the eye comes over your area, do not venture outside. The winds will come around strong from the other direction shortly thereafter. In addition, if you're in a high rise, there is an additional hazard of the winds being stronger at upper floors than they are at lower floors. So that is another significant reason why you want to stay away from windows, both in high rises and in low-level structures, especially if the windows are not covered. As far as the storm surge is concerned, we are still concerned about the potential of up to 20, maybe even in a few places, 25 feet of storm surge near into the east of where the center crosses the coast. Heavy rainfall up to 10, maybe 15 inches is possible on the path of Ike, not just at the coast but inland, and also isolated tornadoes in eastern Texas and western Louisiana. This is the time to stay where you are. This is going to be many, many hours as we go through Saturday of very, very bad weather. Do not venture outside for the foreseeable future. At the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, I'm Hurricane Specialist Richard Knabb.